This podcast episode is brought to you by Mickey Bay Eyelash Extensions. Contact Mickey Bay, master lash artist, today for the best in mink and synthetic eyelash extensions. You can find Mickey Bay at www.mblashes.com. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter at Mickey Bay. That's at MIKKIBEY. And also like her on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyBayEyelashExtensions.com. Hey, y'all. It's your girl, KC Layman, and I am here with a recap of the Los Angeles Hair Expo that just happened here recently in Los Angeles. It was the first weekend of August, and I had a nice time. I want to talk a little bit about it. For those of you that don't know, I have been a natural hair wearer since the 90s at this point, for a long time before it became a trend. So it's really nice to have all of these various events and products. Our hair and scalp health is so important, and I'm not going on record saying that sisters who choose to wear their hair permed or relaxed are not being healthy. I mean, I feel everybody who can grow a head of healthy hair has a way of doing it. There's all sorts of opinions about perms and how damaging they are. And most hairdressers will be honest and tell you that perms do some level of damage to your hair. But so does color and so many other processes. So does blow drying for that fact. And I think a lot of us, even though we might wear our hair natural, we like to experiment with different things. And so I'm definitely not in a position to judge anybody for doing anything. Nonetheless, I think it's great that there is an event that brings various people within the hair industry together who want to support natural hair and who have products made specifically for natural hairstyles to come together. And it was honestly a beautiful event in regards to who was represented. There was so many beautiful natural people in the house, male and female, a few children as well, including my own. And I just kind of want to share with you my experience. So the event took place in El Segundo, going towards Manhattan Beach at the Hacienda Hotel. It was definitely well attended because it was packed. It was, I believe, $15 at the door per person. Children at a certain age were in for free. So our little boy, he's 5, he got in for free. And when you first walked in, you signed in and you received a gift bag full of swag. It was the gift bag has Dr. Miracles, that brand, on the front. But the brands represented inside of the bag, some of the swag you got was Dr. Miracles, of course, Ampro, Pro Style, Cream of Nature, the Argan Oil line, something called BNC Skin Tight, Mane and Tail, Curl Care, which appears to be by Dr. Miracles. Yep, Curl Care by Dr. Miracles. And I think my absolute favorite sample out of this particular bag is Jamaican Mango and Lime's Black Castor Oil with Coconut. Good stuff right there. So it was a decent swag bag. I have to say it was a little disappointing that pretty much none of these brands were represented with the exception of Cream of Nature at the actual event. Oh, and oops, I forgot one. There was also Three Sisters of Nature. There was a leave-in conditioner sample in the swag bag. Now, in regards to who was represented, there were a lot of new lines that I was unfamiliar with, and a couple of old ones. I know Curls was there, and that's the brand. The bottles are clear, and they have like bright pink and bright blue. They were there. Miss Jessie's was there, and I got a fairly decent swag bag from them. Cream of Nature, again, was there. Design Essentials was there. a company called Rootspiration was there. But there were a lot of organizations that with hair products that I hadn't heard of, which was fun. You got to try out some new things, new hair pomades and creams and things for twisting and oiling and maintaining moisture. All those things that us curly girls scream for. How do we maintain moisture in our hair? How do we seal that moisture in? How do we reduce frizz? How do we keep our curl patterns defined and elongated, all of that. So there were a lot of products there that promised to do that. A few hairstyling tools and other things that probably lend themselves more towards accessories and fashion. I did walk away with products from three different businesses that I really, really, really enjoy and am glad that I supported them. The first one is called Sophie's Hair Essence. And what caused me to stop at this sister's booth is she had a big sign that was talking about a fragrance for your hair. Now, anybody who is natural and has gone natural has experienced, and just with hair, period. This isn't even specific to natural hair. But if you're dealing with your own hair, hair can have its own little scent from time to time. If you're somebody who works out and you put product on your hair is not going to smell the same way it did right after you washed it 4 or 5 days later. And depending on your particular regimen, some sisters wash their hair every few days, some wash every 7 to 10 days, some go for 2 weeks or more without washing. I'm somebody who washes every 7 to 10 days, but because I do exercise, wanting to keep my hair smelling fresh and moisturized at the same time can be a challenge. You don't want to put too much product on your hair for the fact that it's like putting perfume on top of a stinky body. It's just going to mix in and increase the bad smell. And on top of that, you're just making your hair more dirty, putting more product on it. So anyway, Sophie's Hair Essence, what this sister does is blend spring water with different essential oils, extracts, and it's all 100% natural and alcohol free. And she actually blended it right there in front of me. And she had the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful fro wash and go styles ever. Her hair was gorgeous. And the whole booth just smelled amazing. And she had tons of different scents that she put together. And her signature scent was cucumber rose. And that is what I ended up ordering. And I've been very, very happy with it. I've been using it kind of as a daily spritzer to my hair. So when I get up and I'm getting ready to style my hair, and I have a style that's already like my, right now my hair is in 2-strand twist and I wet it to twist it. So my hair is already has water in it. It's not a blow dry style that I'm trying to hold on to as far as keeping my hair straight. So I spritz this on in the morning and, you know, style my hair as I normally would. And the bottle, I believe I paid $10 or $15. It's a really good sized bottle. I imagine myself having it for a while. And it's a nice glass bottle. Her presentation was awesome. And when I tell you, I sprayed my hair this morning at about 7:30 when I was getting ready. It's 6 o'clock in the evening now, and I can still smell the fragrance. It's that nice. It's not overwhelming, but I can still smell the scent on me, which makes me feel good. That knows when I'm going around people, even if my hair were dirty, they wouldn't smell funkiness coming off my scalp. They would just smell this hair essence, as she calls it. So Sophie's Hair Essence. Sophie, you can find her on Facebook at Sophie's Hair Essence. She is located in Sylmar, California. So she is local. Check her out. And the next product that I bought, and I was so happy to run across this brother. I actually missed him because I was rushing to get to the Miss Jessie's table to get my bag. A brother who makes t-shirts. His company is called My Black Skin Is Tees and Apparel. My Black Skin Is Tees and Apparel. You can Google him. He has a blog, My Black Skin Is Tees and Apparel. And I bought the most gorgeous shirt that says My Black Hair Is Natural. And it has a beautiful sister with a fro and big earrings on there. And he was telling me no two prints are exactly the same. And I was going through his stack, and indeed every single shirt as far as color was entirely different. He was doing all of them himself. He actually had his machine to press up shirts right there. The shirts fit very comfortably, very soft, nice material, not too stretchy. I think it'll maintain its shape after a few washes. And I just loved it. I loved not only the shirt, the design of the shirt, but the material. This was not like a basic just cotton tee that's going to shrink up. Like, this was some really nice, soft material. I can't even tell you exactly what it was. I'm guessing. Oh, excuse me. Shirts are 95% cotton and 5% spandex baby doll fitted tees. And that was the other thing. Like, I don't like necessarily buying t-shirts that are just like one size fit all, and they're normally made for men's bodies. I like shirts that are tailored for a woman's body. So the baby doll tee is perfect for that. So it fit comfortably. It was nice for my shape. I loved it. So check him out as well. The brother's name is Eugene Slusher. And again, My Black Skin is tees and apparel. Good stuff there. And then finally, because I am also an accessory junkie, and I find it funny that at a hair show, I only brought one item that actually had anything to do with my hair. I came across this sister on my way out. The name of the company is Mademoiselle Cafe Allais Chic Boutique. And it says, this is the place for handcrafted, unique, spectacular, one-of-a-kind earrings for the unique, spectacular, one-of-a-kind woman. And I have to tell you, I stopped dead in my tracks when I saw her earring offering. So I brought two beautiful pairs, actually three pairs of earrings. Two were circular hoops. One was the little, like the 18-wheeler truck flaps, you know, the girl that always have the silhouette of the naked girl. This is the girl with the big afro. Love it. And then I also brought a pair of earrings that have a cutout that read curly girl. I am a curly girl. They're beautiful. And then I brought a pair of afro picks, some gold afro pick earrings. All her earrings were handcrafted. They were very light. I loved the messages that they had on them. And she had a myriad of messages that you could choose from in terms of the earring designs. I went with the three that stood out to me the most. And I'm very happy with them. I wore a pair of her earrings one day because I'm somebody who has really sensitive ears. So sometimes I have to buy earrings and take them to my good friend Michelle, who is a jeweler, and have her switch out the posts for plastic posts or some other post that won't break me out. I'm happy to report that Mademoiselle Cafe Allais Chic Boutique, her earrings did not break me out. I did not have any itching or anything. And so that for me is a plus. That for me will bring me back as a customer, a repeat customer. You can find her on Etsy.com. And the name of the company, the way she spells it, the abbreviation for Mademoiselle. So MLLE Cafe Allais, CAFEAULAIT. And her website is www.mlleCAFEAULAIT.bigcartel.com. Check her out. The earrings were great. Now, finally, on to Miss Jessie's. Miss Jessie's had a huge booth, and of course, they gave a bag of wonderful samples. And I am not new to Miss Jessie's. In fact, I probably am an OG Miss Jessie's. I've used Miss Jessie's products now for a long time. And even though they are very expensive, too expensive, quite frankly, because they have so much competition, I still think that they're quality products. Some people have issues with some of the ingredients. I am somebody who, I pay attention to ingredients, yes, but I more than likely just choose products that work well for my hair. I try to keep things as natural as possible, but I really am striving for ease of maintenance and something that just really gels well with my hair. And for years, I have used Miss Jessie's Purple Original Curly Pudding, and it has been off the chain for my twists. Now, what they try to sell the product for as far as washing goes, I have yet to have success with Miss Jessie's with that, but they work wonders for me with a twist out. So anyway, I got a bag full of new products, and I decided to try this product called Pillow Soft Curls, which Miss Jessie's publicizes as being their way of discovering dryer sheet technology, I think they call it. So just briefly, the product is soft. It smells, you do smell like a laundry dryer sheet, which if that smell bothers you, don't try the Pillow Soft Curls. I don't mind that smell. It's nice. It's clean. I use this product on my hair to do a Bantu knot out. And I have to say, I was very, very pleased with the results. I shampooed my hair, deep conditioned my hair, put some leave-in conditioner, some oil, a heat protectant, and I blow dry my hair, which I rarely do. I don't blow dry my hair very often. I just had to blow dry my hair this time and then do twist and then twist my twist into Bantus. Make Bantus out of my twist. And my hair was so cute. I have to tell you, it was very cute. And more than that, it was soft. It was so soft and it smelled wonderful. And my curls seemed to get fluffier as the day went on. So by the end, I had like this really big, beautiful sort of twisty curly thing happening that I will definitely do again. And I didn't use very much. I have a sample of the Pillow Soft Curls. I didn't even use half of it to do this style. And so I got a feeling I can probably get 2 or 3 uses out of it. This particular product is one of the more economical products from Miss Jessie's. I believe you can find it at Target or anywhere else. Miss Jessie's is on sale for $22 for a decent sized bottle. I think the bottle is 20 ounces. And so check that out if you're looking for a dry style, because it is considered a styling lotion, like a setting lotion. So I don't know how it would work for a wet style, like a twist out, maybe dry twist. But again, the hold is minimal. It's firm, but it's minimal. But for a loose curl style, I highly recommend it. I love it. It's a really good product. So anyway, that is my recap of the first Los Angeles Natural Hair Expo. I really enjoyed it. If there was any constructive criticism I would have to give is that I was disappointed that there weren't more of the natural hair vendors that I already support represented. I was looking for Shea Moisture. I was looking for Cantu Shea Butter. I was looking for Kinky Curly. Just, you know, all the products that we all know and love and use frequently. None of them were really represented. Like I said before, there were a lot of new companies that I hadn't heard of before with new products to try. Like I'm already a product junkie, so I have to just watch how much money I spend on stuff. I can't go crazy. But I wish that there had been more represented. That would have been nice. Additionally, this particular venue, the Hacienda Hotel, is nice. It's older and it definitely needed parking. There were sisters parked all over El Segundo, walking a country mile to get to this event. I wish that had been a consideration of the organizers, but I know it was their first annual, so hopefully next year parking will be taken into consideration. And the space itself, the actual hall where the event took place, was a good size room, but for the crowd that they drew, it was relatively small and it was tight in there. There was a lot of booths, and so there were some booths I couldn't get to just because I couldn't get to them. There were so many people either blocking the space or kind of standing watching the various fashion shows and dance routines that were happening that you couldn't get to all the vendors. But overall, I thought it was a really good event. For sisters and brothers that live out of state, if you are fortunate enough to live in the state of Georgia, I would highly encourage you in the month of October to check out the Talia Wajid World Natural Hair Health and Beauty Show. This is the 16th annual event. I have heard this is the natural hair show of all natural hair shows. This is the mother of them all. This takes place at the Georgia International Convention Center at 2000 Convention Center Concourse in College Park, Georgia. Talia Wajid is another veteran name in the natural hair care industry. This looks like it's going to be amazing. It is a 2-day event, Saturday and Sunday, October 12th and 13th. It is the world's largest and best natural hair show. So I received a flyer for that, so I wanted to go ahead and share that information with you all, any listeners down there in Georgia. And I want to thank the organizers of the Los Angeles Natural Hair Show or Natural Hair Expo and Nappy Wood Weekend here in LA. You guys did a good job, and I look forward to seeing what you bring back to our city in 2014. Thanks, y'all, for listening. Peace.